From entry level to executive, rapper Lil Nas X is returning to Taco Bell as the restaurant chain's chief impact officer. Brooke DePalma here now to break it all down in Brooke's Bites. Tell us about this one, Brooke.
Alexis, can you believe it that less than 5 years ago, Lil Nas X was actually an Atlanta-based Taco Bell employee. And now the 22-year-old is taking helm of the company as the chief impact officer. Now, in this role, he'll collaborate with Taco Bell in order to create an exclusive experience around his next album release called Montero, which is actually his real name as opposed to his stage name, Lil Nas X. He'll also launch menu innovation, including Taco Bell's breakfast campaign, which he makes a cameo in. That's set to debut mid-September nationwide. He'll also hope to create a more impactful experience for guests, really tapping into his brain as a Taco Bell employee himself. And he hopes to open the door for young creative people with the help of Taco Bell's foundation, awarding recipients of the Live Moss Scholarship. Now, Taco Bell CEO, very excited about this. He really hopes that this emphasizes the opportunities of what this could mean for young people like him. Now, keep in mind, Lil Nas quickly rose to stardom back in 2018 with his hit single, Old Town Road. That became a TikTok challenge. He was then signed by Columbia Records. And now today, he's a leading voice in the LGBTQ plus community. He has nearly 6.8 million followers on Twitter. He has 19.6 million followers on TikTok and 15.3 million followers on YouTube. He's also an openly gay Black male artist who's really making headway for young people across the board. Not only is Taco Bell and fans excited, but Wall Street really thinks this emphasizes a shift in corporate America, as more and more companies really hope to emphasize the importance of aligning with social values that their customers are interested in.
Yeah, I think you hit it there, Brooke, because we're seeing more and more of these big brands, especially these fast food chains, partnering with celebrities who are very candid, sort of uninhibited, if you will. I know McDonald's is also partnering with some big name celebs. What do you know there?
Absolutely. McDonald's actually started back in 2020, maybe making headway for this opportunity for celebs to really step into fast food. They actually partnered with Travis Scott. That got an overwhelming response from customers as well as social media. People quickly flocked to their local McDonald's restaurant. Since then, they teamed up with Korean pop band BTS, Colombian singer J Balvin, and now rapper, a female rapper, might I add, Saweetie. And a Wall Street analyst that I spoke to said that brands are really can't really calculate the financial impact of this, but brands are increasingly asked to really generate positive results, not just for their financial bottom line, but also when it comes to profit, people, and the planet overall. And all of these individuals that McDonald's has teamed up with really, like you mentioned, emphasize those young people audience. They really are looking to make social changes themselves. And so great ideas by these fast food giants. And it'll be interesting to see this way, the way this plays out and who might be the next collaboration that these fast food giants tap to really help them engage a younger, more socially aware audience.
Yeah, and tap into those millions and millions of followers these folks have on social media. All right, Brooke DePalma, another installation there of Brooke's Bites. Thanks so much.